Now on BBC One, street dancing, busking and Mozart. It could only be The Culture Show. If you're planning a romantic getaway anytime soon, make sure you watch Tonight in half an hour as hidden cameras expose shocking hygiene issues in some top hotels. First, Coronation Street. And will the truth be revealed about David? A man's skin is different, and the new Sanex for Men range has been specially designed to help keep it in top condition. Head and Shoulders Hydrating Smooth and Silky gives you irresistibly soft hair and leaves you up to 100% flake-free. Head and Shoulders Hydrating Smooth and Silky gives you irresistibly soft hair and leaves you up to 100% flake-free for hair you can't get enough of. Whole Grain just got exciting. New great-tasting Walker's Sun Bites with a third of your daily whole grain. Take flight to the Blackburn Pavilion at London Zoo and be transported to our wonderful tropical walkthrough. Come nose to beak with exotic toucans, soaring starlings, cookie kookaburras, plush partridges, and of course, exquisite hummingbirds. Pete Doherty's waking up in Wormwood Scrubs this morning after 5 years of arrests and court appearances finally landed him in jail. Yesterday, a judge sentenced him to 14 weeks for breaching his probation by continuing to use drugs. It means he'll miss a gig at the Albert Hall later this month. Mohammed Al-Fayed says he's giving up his 10-year mission to prove Princess Diana and his son Dodi were murdered for the sake of William and Harry. But he says that doesn't mean he no longer believes there was an MI6 plot to kill them. By the early 1990s, when alternative rock began to experience broad mainstream success, REM were viewed as a pioneer of the genre and released their two most commercially successful albums, Out of Time and Automatic for the People, which veered from the band's established sound. In 1996, REM re-signed with Warner Brothers for a reported $80 million, at the time the most expensive recording contract in history. The following year, Bill Berry left the band amicably, with Buck, Mills and Stipe continuing as a three-piece. Through some changes in musical style, the band continued their career into the next decade with mixed critical and commercial success. In 2007, the band were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.